KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A central portion of East Washington Avenue is down to one lane this weekend. The main thoroughfare will have lane closures between Roland and Wright Streets. They'll be repaving part of the road, but they'll be using high-strength, fast-set concrete. The Streets Division expects it to be open again just in time for the morning rush on Monday. Hundreds of hopefuls are in southern Wisconsin this weekend competing for the title of Euchre Champion. This is the second year of the World Euchre Federation's championship hosted by the New Glarus Community Cares Foundation. 450 competitors will participate from all over North America. Mary Sigenthaler is on the foundation's board of directors.
It's pretty amazing. So Florida, New York, Nevada, Washington, Arizona, Arkansas, and even a couple people from Canada, Montreal and Toronto.
The Euchre Championship runs Friday through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's thrown the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest, also Willie Nelson's in Madison, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, it's nice to see that some of my colleagues on the other side can make it today. I don't know if that means that there weren't enough seats in the courtroom in New York, but I know that the Oversight Committee canceled the hearing that was supposed to happen right now on this matter so that they could be at the president's trial. I know some members will miss this vote because they want to be at the president's trial, and I don't think that anything could animate the phrase "do nothing Congress" more than missing votes and canceling hearings to go up and be a spectator at your cult leader's trial. That is the definition of do nothing Congress.
Thank you, Eric Swalwell.
He's good.
Yes. Okay. JoJo from Gers, our friend, wins Twitter. She tweeted, Lauren Boebert is going to Trump's trial in New York City today because lending a hand to a in public is her whole brand.
A D word?
The D word.
Okay.
I'm totally stealing that joke for Albuquerque tomorrow. Thank you, JoJo. Okay, does anyone else have the feeling that the world is becoming completely unglued?
Yes.
What between the chaos in Congress and obviously Trump is trying to throw a bomb in the middle of this trial right before it reaches its inevitable conclusion of him being guilty, right? So we can't talk to Glenn Kirshner soon enough because what the? Because he obviously violated the gag order. Again, at this point, they're saying he is doing it on purpose. He's trying to get the judge to throw him in jail right before. Because we're at the end, right, of the trial.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the prosecution side of the trial.
And right. And they don't have a defense.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
They don't.
They're estimating that the jury may get it
Tuesday.
By Thursday.
Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, by the way, and the courtroom handy J was only the second dumbest thing that Lauren Boebert did yesterday. She said that Joe Biden took a cognitive dissonance test.
Yeah.
Does she know what cognitive dissonance means?
She's the walking embodiment of... Oh, and then she said Joe Biden uses a telepomputer. So I guess she was misspoke about him misspeaking.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden misspeaks
on
the telepomputer.
And she was run out of New York with chance of Beetlejuice.
Yes, she was.
What a... Seriously... Are you not, like, embarrassed for your country this morning that this is just, of course they're led by a criminal clown, so of course they're a bunch of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is just
a
troll, a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, she's just a bomb thrower. So this whole committee hearing blew up because she's, like, making fun of Jasmine Crockett's eyelashes and, you know, asking about Judge Mershon's daughter. And
does that have anything to do with
relevant.
Anything?
I mean, and our side is just so much smarter and funnier. but she brings everyone down to her level because you can't help, right? I mean, I don't even, okay. So hold, please. What was I saying?
That being said, Jasmine Crockett is really good at playing at that level.
Oh, yeah.
She goes high and low.
Oh, so, man.
Oh,
Jasmine
yeah.
Crockett is
She's fantastic.
She gives me life. She's my spirit animal.
Yeah.
Jody knows I must have her sound bites to inject directly into my veins at least twice a day, twice a week. Oh, she's fantastic. Anyway, but yeah, we will ask Glenn what is going on in terms of, also because, did I miss, didn't Trump just admit to something on the courtroom steps that he's never admitted?
The NDA. He's part of the illegal NDA.
Okay, yes. Trump accidentally admitted to part of the alleged hush money scheme right outside court. Mm-hmm. He admitted he was part of the NDA. This is with the women that he doesn't know who they are.
Right.
And he's never met them.
Right.
I have to have some sympathy for his lawyers because their stomach's probably worse than mine now.
I know.
Like, oh, God, what did he say?
I don't. Unless they haven't been paid, they've been paid.
Right?
So,
AG, our friend, said, wow, in his daily courthouse remarks, Trump just admitted he was part of the NDA with Stormy Daniels. He was trying to quote from somebody sympathetic, and he said, I have the only illegal NDA. The point, first of all, he's never admitted that before, but secondly, they're not saying the NDA is illegal.
Right.
Obviously, okay. Right. So he has never admitted he had an NDA. He said that it was, Michael Cohen going rogue. Just out of the goodness of his heart.
Right.
You know how it is. He admitted it in another court in California, but he's never confessed it publicly. This is what we keep talking about his constant lies hitting an actual court. When he's under oath in a court, of course, unless he wants to go to jail for perjury, too, he has to tell the truth. And so, I don't even know what to say about that. So... What was the thing he's really starting to completely lose his shizzle. He suggested that Alvin Bragg will soon drop the case.
No.
Sure, because that's what you do when you're about to win.
Yeah.
To save money and self-respect. He also told reporters outside the courtroom that employers of millions of people are leaving New York in protest over his ongoing trial.
Traffic would like to say no.
No. Also... People, they're not preventing his supporters from coming.
Right.
They're just not coming.
Right.
Okay. But this part, he's trying a last-ditch attempt to throw his hush money trial into chaos, according to a legal expert. She said he's trying to put Judge Marchand in a position where he has to put him in jail. Donald Trump appeared to talk about one of the prosecutors in the trial today. Mm-hmm. Trump said a lead person from the DOJ is running the trial, so Biden's office is running this trial. Alicia Melendez said, well, not true, to fact check that. Lisa Rubin said what he's really doing is daring Judge Marchand to put him in jail. Mm-hmm. Trump seems to want to do it just to throw the bomb into the proceedings as it reaches its inevitable conclusion. Mm-hmm. And we knew this would happen. He would get more and more unglued as he's seeing the same polling we're seeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That when he is a convicted criminal,
he's scared.
Yeah, he's a scaredy.
I believe he is a skeert.
He's scaredy cat.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love the George
His little
Conway.
Back is up.
You say George Conway right on camera, like turn to camera. Donald, I know you're scared. You don't want to testify. Like he called him basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Lauren Boebert, like the mean girl she is, went to glower at him in the courtroom and whisper and, like, stare at Michael Cohen.
Like, that's scary?
That's not scary.
That's just childish.
Yeah, she's a...
Oh, my God.
Her face
mean
is
girls.
Shaped with Play-Doh. So
yes.
That's not scary.
She's not frightening at all.
No.
Can we play this? I don't even know where to start with this whole.
Oh, that, yeah, well.
Yes, show in Congress. So this is a House.
They're in order.
Oversight Committee hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They're arguing over subpoena for Merrick Garland because he won't release the Robert Hur tape, which there is no reason to do that.
Right.
They want to use it as a political football, which they've already done.
Right, with the transcript when they edited
it. The president
that.
Was completely exonerated. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is, okay. Anyway, but that's what this was supposed to be about.
Right.
Okay, so where are we starting?
17.
Okay, this is
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Marchand's daughter.
Who cares?
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hey, hold on.
This is...
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
your order of your committee.
Order.
We need that British guy.
Order.
Order. Order. Okay, first of all, Jasmine Crockett asked a completely
legitimate question.
What does this have to do with Merrick Garland?
Nothing.
She's trying to throw a political bomb in the middle. Oh, Judge Mershon's daughter works for some Democratic firm. It has no relevance
None.
To any of this. Like, she works for a firm that...
Order!
Thank you. That
Order!
Guy. Could you... Are you busy? Can you come over here? From across the pond?
From Parliament?
You're
Order! Order!
You're desperately needed. Yeah. Order!
Order! Order!
He's almost singing it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like an opera.
Okay. So this is how it starts.
Right.
Her throwing the bomb about Judge Mershon's daughter just to, you know, to be a douche. And so, right, and this starts out, Jasmine Crockett completely calm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What is the relevance of this, please,
right.
to this hearing?
Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do with Merrick Garland? And she goes, oh, you having trouble with your eyelashes? Oh, my God. So AOC asks that that be taken down,
right.
obviously.
Right.
Here we go.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
Don't mess with someone from the Bronx.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. I take Jasmine Crockett and AOC in any bar fight in the world against... stupid, fake, CrossFit Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, girl. Oh, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Yeah, that's so New York, so the Bronx, so New York.
That's so I will cut a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Chris. Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing that voice that you and I do to each other as a joke.
Uh-huh.
That, you feeling good? Oh, my God. She's the most irritating human. Yes.
She's a child.
Oh, my God. My dad, I'm so sorry about all this.
You know what?
You didn't vote for them.
I'm trying to picture my father on the House of Congress.
You know what, though? There have been douchebags throughout history in Congress.
Yeah. This level of douche.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not beating with Cain's level here.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
What now?
Yeah. James Comer has no idea.
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
blonde.
A part of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
James
oh my
Comer
God.
Had no idea what
oh
that
my is. God. Jasmine Crockett, I want to kiss and date and marry forever. First of all, she can't say your name. Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't say Marjorie Taylor Greene's
name. She did
name.
Not. Did not need to.
So elegant about it. Okay. And then Anna Marie Lunatic, that one.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
voted to do it.
You just
voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do.
Miss Crockett, you're not recognized. Miss Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling. Calm down.
No.
Please calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk noise, and then you can't take it.
You're out of control. Look, Chairman, can we send y'all
talk about her? Y'all gonna have a problem.
Oh, my God. Okay. There's about to be some weave snatching. That was...
Never tell a lady to calm down.
No.
I learned that a long time ago.
Yes, no, that's very true.
Never tell a woman to calm down.
No. My God. I just, you know what, Chris, we have reached the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline ever, and I don't know where we go from here. Is there any stupid below this?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I mean, he's a reality show clown, so of course the whole party has turned into just mean-spirited...
trolling.
Yeah. Clowns.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I'm winded by yesterday's news cycle.
Yeah. Yesterday proved that Marjorie Taylor Greene can dish it out, but she cannot take
it. Yeah, of course not.
None of them can.
Where's the transcript?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, there's a transcript.
This is what I love.
They were able to transcript that?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett said, don't you tell me to calm down because y'all talk noise and then you can't take it.
Exactly.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Yep. This is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, God, my stomach hurts just from the first. We didn't even get to Judge Alito flying a Stop the Steal flag on his front lawn and then blaming his wife. Oh, my God.
Divorce proceedings to begin
now. It was the little lady. You know, she did, yeah.
She didn't know what she was doing.
No. She and Ginny Thomas drunk dialed each other. Yes, so the election is rigged. Okay. By the way, I hear they can't serve a subpoena to Rudy Giuliani.
He's hiding from them.
Have you tried the bar? Okay. Just a little tip. He's eaten those eggs on the bar that no one else has touched in 25 years.
Apparently, they were trying to serve him in New York, but he's been in Florida at his condo in Florida.
Yes, for the Arizona criming, if you're keeping track of which criming.
Right.
Dear Jesus. Okay, I need to pause to gather myself. Hey, it's a sexy liberal Friday. Glenn Kirshner, Hal Sparks in studio. And
no, not in studio.
No,
it says it right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was an old thing. I apologize. He won't be in studio. I apologize. Well, that's on me.
You
wrote it down.
Yeah, I promised something. You need to deliver then.
Well, it's an NDA. It's written down. You get him here.
That was a mistake.
Okay, and for Angela. Because
here,
I'll
fix it.
Because what?
Everything.
Albuquerque, sexy liberal, tomorrow with Chris Lavoie. I mean, come on.
I'm going to be
there. And Valerie Plame.
I'm going to be there wearing something tight.
Oh, and we have the sexy liberal Save the World Tour merch is available. So Jody and my, baseball shirts are coming today.
Oh, yay.
But your sexy man's black shirt is in there. Get it. Go to sexyliberal.com.
I don't think it's tight enough.
All right. Well, I'll get you a girl's one.
Wash it in hot.
All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by. Oh wait,
what?
I have the best unsolicited testimonial.
Okay.
To the power. It's to the power of not just the Stephanie Miller Show, but Ashwagandha.
Oh. Can you find it?
I probably should have looked for this.
You didn't know until you looked at the copy.
That's right.
It was morning kick time.
Here it is. Antifa on Twitter. Get it? She tweeted, I was at all Walgreens looking for my CoQ10 supplements. I saw a box of some other supplements with ashwagandha on it, so I blurted out, ashwagandha! And a person in the next aisle yelled, Stephanie!
That did not happen.
Hashtag community.
That did not happen.
Antifa. That's a fantastic story. Okay. 10 supplements in one, not just the aforementioned ashwagandha. You got probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for digestion, healthy muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements for energy, just enhance your overall well-being. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off on a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller.
God, you are.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a
Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. It's from the
Stephanie Miller. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
To make it away. Oh, it is a beautiful day to go to sexyliberal.com.
Yep.
Albuquerque talking to you tomorrow night with Valerie Plame. I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, Ryan in Collingswood, New Jersey says, hey, Steph, Jody and Chris, you guys have it backwards about the left toin at Albuquerque. Bugs Bunny didn't take it, but should have, not the other way around. Okay, thank you. So noted, Ryan. I shall put it in my GPS. We're supposed to turn left at Albuquerque. Look, that's the new merch. That's fantastical.
And
it's the new sexy
on the
liberal.
Back?
All the tour dates are on the back. And we have,
look at that.
Yeah, we have men's, we have women's.
Shirt.
Jody and I have baseball shirts coming, which we prefer, but there's, you know, short sleeve ladies, men's, there's mm-hmm. unisex.
Mm-hmm.
The unisex are selling like crazy because they're just fantastic.
Yes,
and comfy and
non-binary folks.
If you need another unsolicited testimonial, Jamie says, Steph and all the sexy liberal performers, I wanted to say what a great show you had last week in Madison.
Oh.
Thank you. I was very excited to be able to attend since all the other times you visited Madison, I've been busy. Oh, there's no busy when sexy liberals in town, Missy. I took my mom to a date night. It was so much fun getting to be in the crowd with all the Steph heads. That's really why people go. It's not us.
I mean,
they all have their backs to us now. They don't care. No, they don't. I wanted to say send my thank you for an amazing night out. Can't wait for the next time you visit. Oh, good. Well, you already know you're not going to be busy.
That is not an acceptable excuse. All
right. Okay. Oops.
Lucretia in Milwaukee was there. Hi, Lucretia.
I sure was. And guess how many times I'm in a hard break, but I will sit there and say this, is that I am glad, and I'm glad to be part of Team Crockett and how she sat there and clowned that troglodyte bitch and everyone in there. I am sick of her shizzle. I am done with her. I'm tired because, and when she sat there and said, oh, you want to debate? Like, oh, you want to get mollywops because you don't want the Crockett smoke. Let's get that clear. On that, and on that, you guys have a sexcellent Friday.
Woo! Wee! Lucretia, okay, I desperately need Lucretia to be right, like, to be Jasmine Crockett's wing lady. Just going. That's right. You don't want this smoke, do you, bitch? So she needs. She needs a backup and blackup. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Glenn Kirshner next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's
money doesn't tell the whole
story. Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison Water Utility is working to filter PFAS from drinking water at a well that's been shut down for years. Well 15 is on the east side and has high levels of the forever chemicals. The EPA's new standards allow for 4 parts per trillion, but the utility has measured up to 56 parts per trillion. Well 15 has been shut down for 5 years now, but after this renovation, it'll be in compliance. The project is expected to take about a year. This weekend is the Auto Motion Car Show in Wisconsin Dells. Thousands of people will pull up to Mount Olympus Saturday and Sunday to show off their classics and customs. Local officials tell drivers to be patient. There will be extra traffic. And the new prime minister of Singapore is a badger. Lawrence Wong now leads the city-state. In 1994, Wong graduated with a degree in economics focusing on math. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Beginning Monday and every day next week, we'll look at Project 2025.
That's Trump's plan if he becomes president.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
More senators and congressmen go up every day to represent him and be able to go out and overcome this gag order. And that's one of the reasons we went, is to be able to speak our piece all for President Trump.
Isn't that violating the gag order?
I believe so.
Get him. Get him.
Oh. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
He has answered the call for his country once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, good morning, Glenn Kirchner.
Good morning, Steph.
I can't go this long without you. We had internet problems last week. Okay. Talk to us. How is this not violating the gag order? He obviously has these people that he's writing the same talking points for that are violating the gag order for him. It appears that he violated the gag order himself yesterday. I know there was reporting on MSNBC that he's trying to throw a bomb, daring the judge to put him in jail, to try to throw a bomb before the inevitable conclusion of the trial. What is your take on all that, Glenn?
So with respect to all of the sycophants that dressed up like him and marched to the cameras, which, you know, I couldn't help but remember 50 years ago, Steph, when Republican congressional leadership marched on the White House in 1974 and told a criminal president of their own party, "You are done. Resign or be impeached."
That guy,
yep,
Goldwater.
That man, that guy right there. And House leadership, Senate leadership. Yeah. And 50 years later, the leadership of the House and a bunch of flunkies marched to a courthouse in New York to stand by a criminal president of their own party. And the Republican Party has announced itself as being the pro-crime party. There's no two ways about it. Does it violate the gag order? Well, the gag order says Donald Trump can't make or direct others to make statements about witnesses, jurors, et cetera. The devil's in the details. If they can prove that Donald Trump, quote, directed the others to make those statements, then he would be held in contempt for the 11th time. Here's what I would do if I were Judge Marchand. I would set that for a hearing the minute the jurors go out to deliberate on a verdict. That's when I would take up the remaining possible contempt charges against Donald Trump.
And so he obviously violated himself, right? I believe on the steps yesterday, he was talking about it's a Biden prosecutor. He was talking about the prosecutor, right? I mean, he said, oh, this
well,
is...
He can talk about the prosecutor. He can't talk about the prosecutor's family.
Right.
But again, the devil's in the details. You have to hold a hearing to see whether there's enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he violated the gag order.
So now we just were saying he obviously accidentally admitted to part of the alleged hush money scheme outside court. You saw him. It's the first time he's admitted to having an NDA with Stormy Daniels. Can they use that, what he says outside the courtroom?
Oh, absolutely. So after the defense presents whatever case it might present, I don't think the defense is going to call any witnesses. But the prosecutors will still have one last opportunity in their case in rebuttal. And, you know, if there's some evidence that they want to try to introduce that has come to light in recent days, they can give it a go. You know, it would have to rebut something the defense did. But again, that's a procedural matter for Judge Marchand to sort out. But yeah, this trial ain't over. And if Donald Trump continues to spew incriminating evidence into the public square, then the prosecutors ought to use it.
I know that the word has been used, bombed, that Todd Blanche bombed. I guess he did marginally better yesterday, but it was a low bar. I just love this exchange was my favorite. Blanche, just so I understand, you surreptitiously recorded your client so you could play privileged recording between you and your client with a third party. That's what you did, right? Cohen, that's correct. Blanche, you understand that it's not ethical to record a conversation with your client. There's lots of New York bar opinions on this, but you're not supposed to record your client, Cohen. Well, there's the crime fraud exception rule. Score! I mean, he's a lawyer. Yes. I mean, he, by all accounts, has done very well on the stand. And also, it's all the case was already all laid out. You know, that yes, he's admitted to lying for Donald Trump. He, all the, you know, documents and recordings back him up, right?
Yeah, Michael Cohen was pre-corroborated by all of the other witnesses and all of the hard evidence, the documents. So I think the jury was prepared to credit him. And he clearly got the better of Todd Blanche. You know, we could talk about how Todd Blanche opened with what was probably the weakest opening cross-examination question in the history of high-profile trials. The question was, you posted something mean about me on TikTok.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Are you kidding me, sport? Are you that thin-skinned, right? Yeah. Are you that petty? And when the judge sustained an objection to the very first question on cross-examination and told him, Mr. Blanche, it's not about a bias against you. It's about a potential bias against your client. Please don't make it about you.
Yeah.
Man, that is the worst opening line ever in a consequential
and also,
cross-examination.
Also, Glenn, it made him seem like a crying little, in my opinion.
Yeah, truth is a defense there.
Cohen should have been like, thank you for playing, proving my point entirely. Okay, So obviously they played this podcast, you know, Michael Cohen podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen Michael on TV. We've had Michael on this show. We know who Michael Cohen is. You know, like, I'm wondering how badly you think that damaged them. I mean, because if we've been saying, of course he hates Donald Trump, wouldn't you, if you went to prison for somebody to throw you under the bus? Like, of course Stormy Daniels doesn't like him. I mean, what does that prove legally?
Yeah, here's how the prosecution is going to embrace that on their redirect examination of Michael Cohen, which is a really important part of examining a witness. Redirect examination after they've been cross-examined, right? So you can address the perceived weaknesses on cross. So here's what they're going to say. They played audio recordings with Michael Cohen saying, I want effing Trump in prison. I want effing Trump held accountable. Here's what they're going to do on redirect. They're going to say, Mr. Cohen, you told a whole bunch of lies, didn't you? Yes, sir, I did. Including in front of Congress. Yes, I did. That were under oath. Correct. Now, you tell those lies to help Donald Trump. Did those lies help you? Did they benefit you? No, they benefited Donald Trump. I was doing his bidding. What did you get out of it? Got prison because people found out I was lying for Donald Trump. Now, if you lie to this jury in this courtroom, what happens to you? I go back to prison. Do you want to go back to prison? No, I don't. Wasn't fun the first time around. So let me ask you this. We've heard audio recordings of you saying you want Trump held accountable for what he did. You want him in effing prison. Yes, that was me, and that's how I feel. Let me ask you this final question. Do you think there's a better chance of Donald Trump being held accountable for his crimes if you tell this jury in this courtroom a whole bunch of lies, or if you only tell them the truth about what Donald Trump did? If I only tell them the truth. Thank you. No further questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. That's redirect examination.
Yeah. Well, you had tweeted the prosecutors obviously believe Michael Cohen's doing well on the witness stand as they've decided to rest their case once his testimony concludes. I mean, I just love, first of all, Trump has to hear it, but just he's very, like, he just owns it. It's like, did you call him bumps and pants? Yes, I did. Yes, that sounds like something I would say. What was the other one? Captain something.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, why, yes, I did. Like, I don't get, you know, what that means legally. Like, we'd all, I think someone in Salon wrote that. Like, we'd all not hate somebody that attacked our family and sent us to prison, you know, had us go to prison in their place. Right. I mean, anyway, so you have to tell me, first of all, I'm getting to where I can't watch TV unless you're on, because some of the analysis is making me like, what? So there, Lisa Rubin, yesterday, did you see this, said that the prosecution had their or the defense, excuse me, had their John Grisham moment and turned the tides in favor of Trump's hush money defense. This was when Todd Blanche got Cohen to question his own timeline about when he called Trump to resolve the Stormy Daniels matter, or if he conflated that call with a Texan call to Trump's bodyguard, Keith Schiller, to complain about harassing phone calls he'd been receiving. Am I crazy? How is that like some huge bombshell that's going to destroy the prosecution?
Yeah, it really is the only point that they were able to score on cross-examination of Michael Cohen, who was on the stand. Right. thus far for 14 hours. And here's the thing. Michael Cohen was Donald Trump's criminal associate, right? And then he flipped, and now he's testifying about the crimes he committed with, at the direction of, and for the benefit of Donald Trump. I put on more cooperating witnesses as a prosecutor than I can remember. The defense always scores some points here and there because they were basically career criminals before they decided to flip. So this is not a surprise that they may have confused Michael Cohen on which of the six phone calls he told Donald Trump it's done. Of course he told Donald Trump it's done, because Donald Trump then started writing reimbursement checks.
Yeah.
All of this is much ado about nothing. Yeah. It was a point scored by the defense, but it doesn't undermine the mountain of corroboration that supports everything Michael Cohen said.
Yeah. See, Chris, I'm just going deeper into my bubble. It's not just MSNBC bubble. Now it's just a Glenn Kirshner bubble.
Okay.
Inside the other bubble. It's like a Russian nesting doll of bubbles, and it's just me and Glenn.
Is it my job to pop that bubble?
No.
Okay.
Okay. But you made the key point on Twitter, Glenn. You said Donald Trump, not Michael Cohen, benefited from the criminal scheme to cover up hush money payments by falsifying business records to evade election laws. The jurors will understand that because they don't check their common sense at the courthouse doors. That's exactly it, Glenn. A lot of us that aren't lawyers are like, what you said, this seems like a mountain of evidence. And Donald Trump, as you said, he basically has no defense, or it's ridiculous that he doesn't know them. Yes. He's never met them. How do you defend that if you're his defense lawyer, Glenn?
I always told my jurors, the defense attorney would have you check your common sense at the courtroom doors. No, you bring it into the jury box. You bring it into the deliberation room. And Donald Trump said, I never had an encounter with that woman, Stormy Daniels. Yes, you did. And the jurors know he did.
And he never pays.
I didn't know anything about hush money. Yes, you did. I don't know about false business. Yes, you did. All of this was for your benefit and your benefit alone. Nobody else's. The jurors, I think, are scoffing and they're laughing in their minds right now at Donald Trump's suggestion that I am the smartest man on earth. I'm a micromanager. I know where every penny of mine is spent. I was writing checks out of my personal account, but I didn't know anything about any of this. It's laughable, and the jurors see right through it, in my experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, plus, he never pays anyone. Mm-hmm. He paid Michael Cohen back in full means he was panicked about this. And also, he was already corroborated before he got there by the real loyalists, Pecker and Hope Hicks, and told the exact same story. So anyway, I thank you for corroborating. This is as ridiculous as I thought it was, this whole... But, you know, your point to these surrogates, you know, the Speaker of the House standing outside, you know, being part of Trump's defense team, right? Somebody you retweeted, Trump surrogates targeting the judge, prosecutors, and their families will lead to new threats from maggots. That should lead to arrest. Why hasn't it? Because law enforcement doesn't like to arrest right-wingers for threats, especially when they're done on social media. And you just said our institutions of government have not met the urgency of the moment. Will we pay for their failures with our democracy? There was just a whole piece I was quoting from yesterday, Glenn, from USA Today, on these really vicious death threats to all of the judges involved in Trump trials.
Yeah, and if the institutions of government, both Congress in their responsibility to perform oversight of the judiciary and the executive branch through the FBI and the Department of Justice, if they don't rise up to meet the moment, I mean, what is the most recent reporting that Justice Alito is flying the insurrection upside down American flag on January 17th, 2021 in support of the insurrection.
While the Supreme Court is deliberating.
Clarence and Ginny Thomas as co-justices supporting the insurrection. They have thus far caught and killed Donald Trump's federal prosecution for committing the insurrection, encouraging the insurrection. If we don't rise up, if the institutions of government don't rise up and start to hold these folk accountable, I do think we'll pay with our democracy. That's not hyperbole.
Yeah, and some people, you know, may pay with their lives. And as you put it, the Republican Party is now the pro-crime party. And, you know, that is absolutely, they have proven they are no longer the rule of law party. Just one last headline. Texas governor pardons ex-Army sergeant convicted of killing Black Lives Matter protester. You're right. Yeah. There are some days between that and Alito, there are some body blows for justice, aren't there?
Yeah, open season in Texas on women, on minorities, on immigrants, and again, this is a time where we have to rise up and at least go to the polls in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal and get rid of the people who are trying to get rid of folk they don't like, like blacks, minorities, women, trans folk. I mean, that's who they're trying to get rid of now in an almost literal sense. We've got to be the ones who save us, get to the polls and get rid of these bums.
Yeah. Speaking of which, can you hang on so we can do our sexy liberal scheduling right now? Just hang on.
Oh, stop.
Sit, stay. We love you, Glenn Kirshner. Just don't leave.
Please hold.
Please stand by. America needs you. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Cozy Earth pajamas that I wear on the road. Frances Callier went to Glenn Kirshner's hotel room.
Really?
She says totally did. By accident. I don't think it was an accident. But this is why I always wear my Cozy Earth pajamas, just in case Glenn Kirshner should go to the...
Sure.
It's like a wacky Noel Coward play. Meets the beginning of Latin.
She knocked on my door. I opened the door, and there she is, and she goes, what are you doing in my... I'm like, no, your room is one door down.
So... Oh, no. Glenn, keep in mind, she's a really excellent actress with quite a long resume. Did she do the shocked face? Glenn's room? What? That's why I bring my Cozy Earth, in case Glenn gets confused in our wacky Noel Coward road show.
In case a backstage farce breaks out.
Like it's laughing. Hi. Oh, it's you. All right. Cozy Earth. Or bring the sheets. You can't go to scratchy hotel sheets after Cozy Earth sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Miller for exclusive 35% off. CozyEarth.com. Glenn Kirshner not included.
No.
Type in Miller for 35% off.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Wildfires.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, come here, cutie. I flip her around and then I work that booty. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
Sorry.
Am I on camera?
Yes.
We flipped I was turning around and working that booty.
Yeah, we flipped you around and we worked that booty.
Okay. It's a road week. It's a on the road week to Albuquerque.
And that means you're weird.
Oh, and I believe it's Frances Callier's birthday weekend.
It is. No, it's her birthday today.
Today?
Well, today is her birthday.
Albuquerque's going to be lit, people. Oh, this just in. Glenn Kirshner joining us in Boston along with Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
We're working on surprises for everywhere. Just everybody, shush. If we haven't mentioned yours yet, it's because there's something really exciting happening. Oh, like for instance, you said what would happen if Lucretia, the sweaty church whore, ever went to the same show with Jenny, the giggling whore from Baltimore.
Right.
And look who we have, Jenny.
What?
A lot of whoredom.
She's giggly.
It's whores a go-go.
Oh, no.
Yes. Whores a palooza.
Yeah.
I would go to that show.
Yes. Burning whores.
Hey, I wanted to, what?
I don't know, burning whores. I was trying to think of all the concerts.
Burning whores. Oh, burning men, burning whores. I get it.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Okay. Well, speaking of being a whore, I wanted to mention that douche. Well, I'm going to sport the sport for a second.
Okay. Yes.
You know that football player who makes $4 million a year kicking a ball?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Kicking it really, really well, apparently. He made this speech about how women graduating from college have been diabolically lied to.
Yes.
And that our true, you know, vocation is like his wife.
Yes.
Which is to make sandwiches and stuff.
Yes.
And which
I imagine her life is a dream come true. Yeah.
Yes. And I would not ever suggest that you eat one of her sandwiches, Stephanie.
No, and I imagine if it's not the right kind of sandwich, he drops kicks back into the kitchen and she has to redo it. Probably.
Right. Right. But I want my freedom to be a whore, and I don't
Thank
think
you.
He recognizes that.
We do.
I don't.
We support your whoredom. We support every inch of your whorey, whorey, whoriness.
Yeah. Yep. And I want Glenn Kirshner in my bubble too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. It's my fault. I blame everyone's whoredom on the hunkiness of the men that I have on this show, including you, Chris. Glenn Kirshner, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang. No mortal woman can withstand them. Can they, Karen, in Chicago?
I don't swing Jenny's way, though.
And I'm done.
We have man whores that love you. Okay. There's a whore for everyone. Hi, Karen. Speaking of which, hi.
Hi. I think that sweaty and giggly in the morning is a good radio duo.
There you go.
To replace Cokie and Gummy.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to say, you know, I love that our alpha liberals are meeting fire with fire, but it really is disturbing to see the degradation of our institutions and our governing bodies. And, you know, when you're talking about where do we go from here? It depends on November. What people need to understand, if Donald Trump and the Republicans get their way, Donald Trump gets back in, they implement Schedule F, which is a part of Project 2025. Mm-hmm. And those people, those loyalists that are showing up in standard issue at the courthouse, and the idiot Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boulevard, those people are going to replace civil servants. Those are the people, the loyalists, that they're going to put in charge of these departments.
Absolutely.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Crute and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.